Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtfalls, Roy's with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And I'm thrilled this week because I've got three emails from different places around the world. I want to start by saying hello to all the listeners on St. Louis University Radio over there in Florida. Greetings from County Wicklow in Ireland. Hope you're going to stay and enjoy the programme. Also, a big hello to my friends on Celtic Radio in Calgary, no less, in Canada. And, of course, a big hello to all my friends on the Global Voice. It's a good programme for you this week. There's a lot of old favourites. Well, I don't like the word old. We've got a lot of favourites. That's right. And some good country music. We've got Irish. Look, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get on with the programme right away, Joe. And we're starting off with one of those emails I've just mentioned. It's from a lady who regularly corresponds with me. She listens to the programme on the Global Voice. And she said, Joe, a couple of weeks ago you played on the programme a lovely track by Daniel O'Donnell about Cork. She said, it's about the River Lee. And she said, that's all I can remember. It was so beautiful. The lyrics were wonderful. Tell you what I'll do. I'll do that for you now, Margaret. Okay, Margaret emails me regularly about the programme, but she wants this particular track, and we'll probably get another Daniel track before the end of the programme. But here, the beautiful sound and the beautiful song. The sound is Daniel O'Donnell with a wonderful arrangement and a backing, and the song, A Cottage by the Lee.
Tis well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off look they see. What can it be the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And truth to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the lea. My home, sweet home, that I so fondly cherish. The dear ones there mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the lea. Tis grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfields so rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by watch the shepherd calling to his fold. And down the lane that winds behind the garden, the blackbird greets the smiling summer morn. And as his music echoes o'er the valley, you'll smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, yet soon I found I left my heart behind me within that lovely cottage by the lea.
This may come as a wee bit of a surprise to you, friends, but that I number among one of my top five Irish songs. Maybe I'm a bit biased because the mammy was from Cork, you see. A Cottage by the Lea, and I tell you so often, the Lea is the river on which Cork stands. All right, let's have our first female vocalist on this week's Sounds Irish, and it's the lovely voice of Trudy Lawler. Now, most of the time, I'm playing you songs here about people leaving Ireland to go and live elsewhere. Here's Trudy Lawler, and she's coming home to Donegal.
Are far behind the thoughts of homeland, are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home. Days slip around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I roam, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down by St. Mary's to that sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope they'll be proud of their wandering. Born in, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I roam, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Yes, my heart.
We started with Daniel down in Cork with a cottage by the Lee, and then we travelled the whole length of Ireland and went up to the very northwest to Donegal with Trudy Lawler, My Home in Donegal. Now we're back to the cottage again, because we started, as I said, with Daniel telling us about the cottage by the Lee. Now Foster and Alan are singing. I want you to listen to the lyrics of this. They're great. Foster and Alan telling us about a cottage in the country, waiting for the boy to come home.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mum and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Many years ago he had to leave them and travel far across the stormy sea, to fight for the things that he believed in, with a song and a guitar on his knee. But they hoped and they prayed he'd return to them, though the weeks slowly turned into years. Many nights they have been so lonely, and many nights there had been many tears. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. He's tired and weary, his back bent over with age. The old woman, she sits by the fire and just gazes into the flames. On a table that's standing beside her are the pictures of a son she misses so. The son she held and kissed so dearly when he left her so many years ago. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and waiting for that boy to come home. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Foster and Allen with a sort of a country lilt about it, would you not agree? Now it's the turn of one of my favourite Irish singers. No longer with us, he's gone to God, Brendan O'Dowda. I think we have Brendan on the programme every week. I think he has a nice, clear voice. Now, first of all, let me tell you, you all know about Sounds Irish, that it doesn't necessarily have to be an Irish song. It will have some connection with Ireland. And in this case, it's a case that the singer is Irish. Brendan O'Dowda, who hails from County Louth, the smallest county in Ireland. One of the joys in my life, as I've told you many times, friends, is to visit the local residential nursing homes and rest homes and retirement and bring the keyboard with me and play some sing-along music and get the residents up to sing, or one or two of them, those that wish to. Not so long ago, I played at a local nursing home here in my hometown of Bray. And towards the end, I just said, by the way, is there anyone would like to sing? And this lady said, yes, I would like to sing. She was in a wheelchair, so we passed the microphone over to her. She says, I'm sure you know this, Joe, and I'd like everyone to join in the chorus. She sang this so beautifully, as Brendan O'Dowda does here, and Love's Old Sweet Song. And just to point out also that this is a track a little longer than we usually have, but I'm sure you'll agree it's too good to fade.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mists began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in happy throng, lo, to our hearts love sang an oh-sweet song. And in the dusk where fell the firelight gleam, softly it wove itself into a dream. Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old sweet. Today we hear love's song of yore, deep in our hearts it dwells forevermore. Footsteps may falter, weary grow the way, still we can hear it at the close of day. So till the end, when life's dim shadows fall, love will be far the sweetest song of all. Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low and the flickering shadows shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song. Comes love's old sweet song.
Oh, I love the way he ends that. Beautiful, soft, clear note at the end. Brendan O'Dowda and Love's Old Sweet Song. Okay, we're going to change the style a bit and liven it up with a bit of fun from Sean O'Shea. Remember, Sean, we've been playing his version of Will You Go, Lassie Go over the last couple of weeks. But here Sean's having a bit of fun telling us about the story of a young man who the devil came and took his wife back to hell, and she caused so much trouble in hell. I'll tell you what, listen to the lyrics from Sean O'Shea.
There was an old man lived in Kellyburn Braes, frightful, rightful, till it full day. There was an old man lived in Kellyburn Braes, and he had a wife with the plague of his days. He rightful dull, till he full dull, on the dull, dull, the dull, dull, the dull day. The devil, he came to the man at the plough, rightful, rightful, till he full day. The devil, he came to the man at the plough, saying, one of your family, I must take now. With me rightful dull, till he full dull, on the dull, dull, the dull, dull, the dull day. Says he, my good man, I have come for your wife, rightful, rightful, till he full day. Says he, my good man, I have come for your wife, for I know.
That must have been some woman. Sean O'Shea there. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a bit further back than that, I played Paddy Riley's version of A Bunch of Time, Come All You Maidens Young and Fair. I want to play for you now a version of it that I came across the other day from Val Dunican. Val hailed from County Waterford and then moved over to England and made, well, he became a huge icon in the, what, the 80s it was, but he never forgot his Irishness. Listen to Val Dunican singing a song, Come All You Maidens Young and Fair, All You Who Are Blooming in Your Prime.
Come all ye maidens young and fair, all you who are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your time. For time, it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labors, and time with all its joys. Yes, time brings all things to my mind. Once she had a bunch of time, and she thought it never would decay. Then came a lusty sailor who chanced to pass away. He stole her bunch of time away. Then the sailor gave to her a rose, and he said it never would decay. He gave it to her to keep her reminded of when he stole her time away. So come all ye maidens young and fair, all you who are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away. Let no man steal away your time.
If I may say so, a very young sounding Val Doonigan there, and a bunch of time. I've told you countless times on the programme about how when I worked with the band for 7 years, we were stationed in County Mayo, but we used to travel all over the world playing in various Irish centres. One particular programme we were doing in Boston, I think it was, and we were 2 nights there. And on the first night, a gentleman came to the bandstand and he said, "Would you know the song Little Bridget Flynn?" Now, friends, I have to confess, I didn't. But the band leader knew it, and he taught it to me that following morning at breakfast, and we did a little arrangement for it for the band. And the next night, on the second night of the stand, the guy was delighted with himself when we did this lovely version. Here we're going to hear a version by Noel McLaughlin telling us all about, "I've a nice slated house, I've a cow or two at grass, I've a plant garden running by the door, I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass, but what could a man want more?" I'll tell you what, I leave it to Noel McLaughlin and he'll tell you all about it.
"I've a nice slated house and a cow or two of grass, I've a plant garden running by the door, I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass. Now what can a man want more? I don't know, maybe so, but a bachelor is easy and he's free, and I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone. but no one's looking after me. Now me father often tells me I should go and have a try to find a girl that owns a bit of land. I can tell the way he says it, that there's someone in his eye, and me mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so, but 'twould mollify them greatly to agree. Now there's little Bridget Flynn, sure 'tis her I'd love to win, but she never has an eye for me. Now there's a little girl that's worth her weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, can't you see? And I mean to go and ask her just as soon as I get bold, if she'll come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me.
I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush if she'd come and have an eye to me. Noel McLaughlin and Little Bridget Flynn. Ah, happy memories. Now, before I play this next track, a little bit of explanation. First of all, it's by Planxty. They were a fabulous group around, what, the 70s and 80s, I think. And there's wonderful instrumentation on this. It's a song called The Blacksmith. It tells its own story of a man having his wicked way with a woman and that sort of thing. It's typically folk. It has a beautiful folky sound about it. But what appeals to me also is the instrumentation. It's fabulous. Listen to Planxty, a bit longer than we usually have, but nevertheless, too good to fade. Planxty and the Blacksmith. Tells a sad story.
A blacksmith courted me 9 months and better. He fairly won my heart, wrote me a letter. With his hammer in his hand, he looked quite clever. And if I was with my love, I'd live forever. But where is my love gone, with his cheeks like roses, and his good black billy cock on, decked around with primroses? I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty, and if I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Strange news is come to town, strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down, that my love is married. I wish them both much joy, though they can't hear me. And may God reward him well, for the slighting of me. Don't you remember when you lay beside me, and you said you'd marry me and not deny me? If I said I'd marry you, it was only for to try you. So bring your witness, love, and I'll not deny you. Have I none save God Almighty, and may He reward you well for the slighting of me. Her lips grew pale and wan, it made her poor heart to tremble, to think she loved the one, and he proved deceitful.